Last year, Tooluksac residents endured several multi-day power outages, and many lost their subsistence food they stored in freezers. Leaders in nearby Gwythlic want to avoid a similar disaster. Gwythlic and New Vista Light and Electric Cooperative have received nearly $500,000 from the Department of Energy to build a lithium-ion battery. Natalie Hansen is the executive director of New Vista.
And basically, it's for promoting resilience for community facilities and tribal members.
That battery has enough power to light up every home in Gwythlic when demand is highest for 1 hour. Or it can keep a couple of critical buildings, like the health clinic and community hall, going for more than 2 hours. Hansen estimates the project will create 2 temporary jobs for locals. In the future, New Vista hopes to include wind energy, and storage is necessary to move the village off diesel fuel.
If you don't have storage, you always have to have your diesels on, running low. So you're always using some amount of diesel.
Hansen says a wind farm proposal for Gwythlic is under review, but it's likely that the battery will arrive first. This project is similar to ones in Kangiganak and Quigiligoc. Kangiganak installed a lithium-ion battery so that it could meet half its energy needs with wind. This month, Senator Lisa Murkowski visited both those villages with Energy Department Deputy Secretary Dan Brulette to show off those projects. In a statement, Murkowski says it was, quote, a great opportunity for Dan to visit more of Alaska, to see firsthand how we contribute to our nation's energy security, and to learn about the innovation taking place throughout our state. For Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Christy Schellenberger in Bethel.